This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. High school graduates are finishing school often with no exposure to the hundreds of possible career paths that are available to them. One local initiative is looking to combat that. Inspire, created by Junior Achievement of OKI, is a comprehensive career exploration program for local high school freshmen. It's set for February 13th and 14th at the Duke Energy Center. Today, as part of our ongoing series, American Graduate Getting to Work, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in partnership with CET, we're going to take a look at Inspire. And joining us today are Partners for a Competitive Workforce Executive Director Martia Shands, TriHealth Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior Vice President David Cook, and Vice President of Strategic Partnerships with Junior Achievement of OKI Partners, Laura Randall-Teppe. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
If you would like to join in on this discussion, you can call us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or leave your comments or tweets on Facebook or Twitter. Laura, I want to start with you on this. This is the first ever comprehensive career exploration event for local high school freshmen. That's what you all said in your press release. So why is this needed now?
Well, we have children, young people graduating from high school, and they're either investing in a college education without a real clear direction on what that investment is going to do for them when they get out, or they're graduating and defaulting to a position that doesn't have a career path. And there, at the same time, we have hundreds of businesses in our community that are desperate for workers. They can't grow because they don't have a qualified workforce to take the jobs that they have available. So we thought we could essentially kill two birds with one stone with this opportunity and expose young people to job possibilities. I call them hidden jobs because for a lot of kids, if they don't have someone in their family who's in one of these careers like construction or manufacturing, they don't know anything about it. So we're exposing them to these hidden jobs. There'll be hands-on opportunities to try it, and they'll be talking to the people that are doing the job to find out what are the qualifications and what classes do I need to take in school? What work experience will help me?
David, you're a human resources executive at a large organization. Are you finding it difficult to find qualified employees in this environment?
I would say there is fortunately, we do have a large amount of qualified individuals here in our region, but the need continues to grow. So we are having difficulty finding the applicants we need for all of our jobs, and the individuals that are prepared as they need to be for a career in healthcare. And one of the things that we've absolutely seen is many young people understand the core. Jobs, nursing, physician, being a physician. But what they don't understand is we have jobs that are across the spectrum, from lab technicians to medical assistants to chefs to logistics, all those different aspects. That's where we're having more difficulty in really making sure that young people understand there are opportunities beyond what is traditionally known within healthcare.
Martia, Partners for a Competitive Workforce is an initiative of the United Way of Greater Cincinnati. What is your organization's role, not necessarily in this event, but addressing this issue?
Partners for a Competitive Workforce looks at the workforce landscape across the region, and what we try to do is ensure that the workforce landscape has the necessary skills for the businesses that are located in this region. And so we want to ensure that as businesses grow, that they have the needed labor that is required in order to be successful. And then subsequently, we want to ensure that the citizens in our region are in the jobs that they need in order to be self-sufficient. And it aligns nicely with United Way's key strategy of poverty reduction in that people need to be in jobs that have wages that can lead them out of poverty and lead them to self-sustainability.
I want to share a comment from Cincinnati Public Schools Superintendent Laura Mitchell, who's also on the Junior Achievement Board. She said in the news release you submitted for this, "Today's students are the region's future employees, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. To be successful in our global and connected society, students need to graduate from high school with more than traditional academic knowledge. It is vital that our ninth graders begin to chart a pathway toward highly skilled, high demand, high wage careers. So we're talking about ninth graders. They're usually about 14 or 15 years old. And I try to think back to being 14 or 15. No, I may have been unique or I may not have been. I knew I wanted to be in radio by 14, but I don't know that all of my peers at 14 knew exactly what they wanted to do. Is that too early to know exactly where your professional adult life is supposed to go? Or are we just talking about introducing people to opportunity?
Well, I think the wonderful thing about Inspire is it's an exploration. So there will be opportunities to try several kinds of careers in healthcare or skills that go along with that. There'll be manufacturing, there'll be construction, there'll be supply chain, and we'll even have some tech jobs there too. So the students don't have to know what they want to do, but they'll have the opportunity to see what sounds interesting or feels interesting to them and really leave the exhibition floor with a picture of themselves in a job or several jobs that were interesting to them.
Absolutely. And no, Michael, looking at ninth graders and 14-year-olds certainly is not too early. And workforce development, we work with kids as young as kindergartners. And we work with kids in fifth grade, in the eighth grade, because we want to expose them to career options as early as possible. And especially when we look at math and science and things in the STEM field, we want kids to be interested and we want them to be curious, because ultimately that curiosity could lead them into a career field. And so, no, it's not too early to engage them at the ninth grade level.
Yeah, please.
I would absolutely agree with that. You know, as we look at the future for healthcare, if we wait till they're in college or if we wait till they're seniors in high school, oftentimes they have a more concrete idea of what they want to do. This is about exposing young minds to the variety of options they may have that they may not otherwise be aware of. You know, fortunately, as I've been able to be on the JA board, both here in Cincinnati and as well as St. Louis, I've had the opportunity, I've been fortunate to go out and teach kids as early as kindergarten. And I've had kids come to me after saying, I didn't know that. I didn't know that I could do that. I didn't know that that was even possible. And that's what it's about. It's about exposing young minds to something that they may not otherwise have even thought of.
So you expose the minds. You expose these young people to some variety of career opportunities. And they might get a little bit interested in one thing, maybe a couple of things. What happens between then and actually entering the workforce to ensure that there is nurturing along the way so that they don't lose that focus and so that they are part of a pipeline into that industry?
Well, I can tell you some of the things that we do with Partners for Competitive Workforce is we continue the interactions with the kids. And so, for example, the kids that we're going to see at this the Inspire event in the ninth grade, some of those schools, we continue to engage with them. And so we may introduce them to activities with the Greater Cincinnati STEM Collaborative, or we may see them at Breakthrough Cincinnati. And we continue to engage with those kids through high school. And so the employers like TriHealth, they come alongside of us and they participate in Summer of STEM. And so, again, there's that longitudinal relationship that we have with those kids as they go through high school. And the employers are right there along with us as we engage with these kids, because they are the future workforce and they are the potential employers for these, employees for these employers. And so over the course of their high school careers, once the child graduates, they may immediately go into the workforce and work for an employer like TriHealth, or they may decide to go on to post-secondary education at the UCs and the Gateways and the Cincinnati States and Xavier's of the world. And once they select a major and graduate from college, then they're going into the workforce for TriHealth and so forth. So that's what that looks like when we engage these kids and we expose them to these career opportunities.
And Michael, I want to share with you that Junior Achievement has prepared a planning curriculum for the students so that when they leave the expo, they'll be able to work with their teachers and guidance counselors on planning their career path based on what they learned at the show. And Junior Achievement has classroom programming that's delivered in the high school years to go through things like resume writing and interviewing and soft skills to interview well and do a thorough and helpful job search. So those are some of the things that Junior Achievement does. And I know many of our exhibitors do programs with the schools, whether they job shadow and bring kids into their workplace or they send their people out. So,
yeah, I think that's a great point, because one of the things that I know we do with TriHealth is we have internship programs at both the high school level and at the college level as well. And also we work with our technical schools locally. You have to continue that relationship. It cannot be just a one-time event and think that we're going to really change the future for these kids. You have to have that partnership, and having partners within the community also helps.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking today about Inspire, an event created by Junior Achievement of OKI, a comprehensive career exploration program for local high school freshmen. It's happening next week at the Duke Energy Center. I'm talking today with TriHealth Chief Human Resources Officer David Cook, Partners for Competitive Workforce Executive Director Marty Ashans, and Vice President of Strategic Partnerships with Junior Achievement of OKI Partners, Laura Randall Tepe. So a lot of these industries are probably going to be new to teenagers. As David mentioned, you know, sure, we know what healthcare means in terms of doctors and nurses, but there are other pieces of that puzzle that may trigger some interest that may not have previously existed. Laura, what are some of the more unusual opportunities and career paths that some of these students may be exposed to at this event?
Well, we have five career sectors, and so let's use manufacturing, for example. So a lot of kids probably think of manufacturing, and they think of an assembly line, and they may not be aware that there's robotics, there's computer programming, and there are all kinds of predictive maintenance, data analytics, all involved in manufacturing that I think I would venture to say a lot of adults don't even know that information. So the kids will be able to see maybe a robotic arm, a welding simulator, and really expand their definition of manufacturing. And that's just one example. We've got healthcare, we've got construction, supply chain, and logistics and technology. There's some 3D imaging technology and the Google goggles and space planning with art and design. So really some interesting exhibits.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, in advanced manufacturing, these days, it certainly is in your mother's manufacturing. As Laura alluded to, additive manufacturing, if you look at 3D printing nowadays, it is certainly an area of science that students can explore lucrative careers in. And, you know, certainly GE Aviation right here in our background is an employer that is constantly looking to increase their workforce. And so we have an opportunity here in the greater Cincinnati region for jobs that students in our area have access to. And so going to an event like Inspire gives the kids the opportunity to see what career pathways are out there that may be unknown to them at this time.
What role do salaries play in the consideration of these types of jobs? I know that manufacturing in particular is one that the community colleges in the area are pushing, because it's not what you might think. It's not the factories of, you know, the old Upton Sinclair novel or something like that. I mean, there's some really exciting things that are happening at factories. And when kids hear about how much these employees are making with just a two-year degree,
sure,
is that being emphasized at all in this? Like, how much money you can make with some of the opportunities available out there? Is it more about finding something that you're passionate about?
You know, salary certainly is a key part of all of this. And so along with this, what we talk to kids about is you have the opportunity to move into these careers that afford you the lifestyle that you want to live. And again, we talk with employers in terms of the salaries for these jobs are salaries that are self-sustaining, can allow you to take care of your family, and to be self-sustaining. And so these are the types of careers that we're seeing in these in-demand sectors like IT and construction and advanced manufacturing and healthcare and supply chain. And so that's why we are promoting these careers in particular, because these are, again, high in-demand careers and the career sectors that tend to have the higher wages. And so, by all means, these are certainly the careers in terms of high salaries that kids need to be looking at, because these are the careers of the future. And David, as an employer, certainly can attest to that.
I think that those are great points. You certainly want to make sure we're offering up opportunities that can allow individuals to be self-sustaining. And the other piece that's important for us from a trial perspective is we want to make sure we're introducing these young minds to opportunities for careers. We are looking for people that want to come to healthcare and have a career with us. And you may start in this one role, but you have opportunity to grow and develop within a company and spend 30, 40 years with the company if that's what you choose. And that's really what we're focused on, is making sure that people understand there is opportunities for career growth, not just a particular job that you come into, but you have an opportunity to really grow your economic picture the way you want to.
So we've got about a minute left. I want to give each of you the opportunity for the parents of high school freshmen who are listening to us either this afternoon or are on the downloaded podcast. If their kids may be open to suggestions about what to do with their lives, if they're not already concrete on where exactly their lives are headed, which areas of the workforce are you encouraging them to explore specifically?
Well, I just want to share, we have opportunities for students, whether they go into the workforce right out of high school or they plan to go to college. And sometimes going into a position out of high school while you're trying to decide is not a bad way to earn before you or to earn before you learn.
Okay. Marnia, your advice?
Sure. I would say to the moms of girls, pay attention to the STEM careers. Girls in STEM is where the future of workforce is going.
And David,
I would add that make sure you are leveraging technology, learning about technology, because every industry, including healthcare, is digitizing more and more each day. So you have to understand how to be savvy in those areas. That will help you in any of the industries.
Inspire is February 13th and 14th at the Duke Energy Center. It is put on by the Junior Achievement. I'm told before we started that this is not your daddy's Junior Achievement. So some cool things happening. Be sure to check that out. David, Laura, and Marnia, thanks for joining us today to tell us a little bit more about all this.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at wvxu.org.